I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The bow hunting season for deer and bear is now underway in West Virginia, and many of you have already been up a tree stand this year, but it's never a bad time to give you a refresher course on tree stand safety. We'll do that coming up after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Tree stands can offer a tremendous advantage to a hunter. Shooting from an elevated position offers concealment you just can't get on the ground, but it comes with a price. Your mobility is limited, and the risk of a fall is ever present. Lieutenant Tim Coleman of the West Virginia DNR tells us you might be surprised to know that the tree stand itself and not the hunting implement causes more accidents.
We're having more tree stand accidents now over the years than we are the firearm incidents. So it is a big issue.
Why is that? Well, complacency is part of the problem and just not paying attention to the safety suggestions.
There are several factors. Yes, they do get complacent. Some of the tips we tell people is pick a tree that'll hold your stand. If you get a real hard, slick bark tree, it's not going to hold. People don't like to wear safety harnesses. And they'll fall out. The stand will fall out from under them. We've had people fall asleep and fall out.
The technology in those safety harnesses has advanced considerably. There are a whole range of fall arresting systems on the market, many of them effective and comfortable and non-restrictive. But Coleman says even those have inherent risks, even after they've saved your hide.
The best harness to get is the full body harness. You need to get one that will lower you to the ground after it catches you. There has been studies about suspension trauma where you may slip and fall and the harness will catch you and you dangle there for 15, 20 minutes and you finally can get yourself down and you go home and all of a sudden you start, you may have kidney damage, you may have a heart attack.
And keep a close eye on the stand itself. It's the only thing between you and a paralyzing accident much of the time.
Maintenance. Every time you use that thing, when you're done, check, make sure all the bolts and nuts and screws are all tight and the teeth are good, and just keep it in tip-top shape. Don't take a chance on just throwing it in the back of the tool shed and pulling it out 3 or 4 months later and going on. It's just not good.
And the DNR, now in their hunter education courses, completely recommends against any type of a homemade tree stand. Hunt safely and don't get complacent or cut corners. We want you around for many years of hunting ahead. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.